What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning, friends.
Today is going to be a fun day. Not only are we going to talk about some great things going on in our market, we also have a prize giveaway to give away today, so that's going to be great. Also joining us from Cross Country Mortgage, Mr. Puzzle Solver himself, Phil Olson. Hey, Phil.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody out there. So we're going to do the giveaway at the end of the show, right, Mimi? I just want to remember what we decided.
So, we're going to do it as soon as we come out of our third segment.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're going to do it. So don't wait till the end.
Right.
Call with your questions.
Yes.
Call with the questions.
So we still have a little room to get in for this great turkey giveaway. If you call in and leave your information with our producer, Hope, we'll go ahead and get a last few names into the bucket for the giveaway today.
But they also have to call and ask us a real estate or a mortgage question.
True.
Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to answer questions for folks. And if it's been on your mind and you don't know the answer to it, now's a great time to do it.
Right. And Phil, can we also start with your NMLS number, please?
You betcha. NMLS 238-103, company NMLS 3029, Cross Country Mortgage.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys some hot stats right now. This is for the week ending November 5th.
Okay.
We've got 965 new listings. Pending sales decreased 37% to 751, and our inventory increased almost 8% to 8,858 homes. Our median sales price for the month of September increased 6.3% to $362,100. Our high was in the summer of $380,000.
Okay.
So you can see that we're coming down in our median sales price. Our days on market increased 39.1% to 32 days. Last year, it was just reversed. It was 23 days.
Okay.
Our percent of original list price that our sellers are getting has dropped to 98.9%, and that's down from over 100. Our month supply of homes for sale increased 18.8% to 1.9. So we are seeing inventory levels go up.
Okay.
But with that said, we're still very much in a seller's market with needing to have between 5 and 6 months of inventory to hit a balanced market with equal homes for every buyer that wants a home, that there's a home for sale.
Right.
So that's the stats, y'all.
Right.
Later in the show, we're going to be talking about another city. If you would like a copy of the stats for your specific city, all you have to do is text your city to 651-578-2218.
One of the things I think is interesting about the stats that you just gave, Mimi, is that, you know, it's okay in our market to have a little more balance than what it was. Because before, one of the articles that I think I sent you this week and last week was talking about this frenzy that was there where people who were buyers and sellers were feeling this need to rush and hurry and not find the best deal for either of them. It was just this frenzy. And so now it seems like both the buyer and the seller have the opportunity to go, how can we make sure that this is an equitable, calm, reasonable deal for both of us?
You know, so I think it has a lot to do with how much our new sellers are in tune with how much the market is changing and shifting at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you've got one foot in the summer and you haven't really drug it across the line to the late fall, you may be in for having your house on the market a little bit longer than some of your neighbors that have said, you know what? I see it. I understand that the numbers are not the same as they were in June.
Right.
That they have shifted and changed a lot. And I have to react to that if I want to sell my house in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you came up with some really great stats there, Mimi. I'm seeing trends that I haven't seen in a long time.
Okay.
I'm seeing seller concessions. I'm seeing sellers willing to help a client with a buy down, a temporary buy down, or a permanent buy down. I'm seeing buyers demanding a home inspection and making the sellers repair a lot of things, or they just say, c'est la vie.
Right.
We're backing out. We're walking away from the home. And now that that seller is sitting with the house going, okay, now I know what the issues are. It behooves you to fix them.
And these were conversations we were having on a regular basis here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show in 2019. It's not like this is completely new or unheard of, because we would do numerous shows, Mimi, that were talking about what are the types of repairs that you will benefit from doing in your home. What kind of updates should you do if you wanted to maximize those prices? So it's still, you have a great opportunity as a seller to put your house on the market. But these are things that were more commonplace. And then there seemed to be this 9-month window where it was a free for all, it seemed like this like just throwing blood in a water and waiting for sharks for a minute.
You know, I still really, when you reflect on the whole pandemic beginning in that whole year of 2000 and how people were paying more attention to their living space than maybe mm-hmm. they had ever before, or at least in a long time. And they realized what was working and what wasn't working in their space. And then they had the time to think about it. They had the time to do the things to get the house ready or to find the house. And interest rates were still amazing. So, you know, that was that whole thing. But then it seemed like it just almost somebody turned the dial. And in 21, it became I don't even know. I can't. Right. I really can't describe it, Phil. And maybe, you know, from the mortgage side of things, you can give your opinion, too. Because Phil, being in the mortgage side, if you can imagine it, same as Shannon, that you're the buyer.
Right.
And you and I are looking and I'm helping you write offers, and you and I have written 10 offers.
Right.
Okay. So that's 10 times out, you and I, and we've lost.
You did your job. We found it. Phil did his job. It got us qualified, and we still lost.
Yes. But the thing is that you've actually physically gone out and spent a block of time, maybe like 2 to 4 hours, looking at this group of homes. And then we've done the analysis. We've done the CMA, done that work for you. Mm-hmm. Then we've wrote the offer, sent the offer, hopefully negotiated a little bit. Phil has also been behind the scenes writing the pre-approval letter, sending it out, making contact with the listing agent, et cetera, et cetera. So you can see that it was just exasperating.
Yes.
I will tell you, it was the movie The Perfect Storm.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was elated because we were beyond busy.
Right.
But
right.
I literally had clients that become aspirated.
Yes.
Because they ended up making 20 offers on 20 different homes and didn't get them. And the emotional turmoil that I saw on the buyer side.
Right.
And the stress on the buyer side and being forced to maybe make an offer that they really didn't want to make, or there was a concession they really didn't want to give up, but they knew if they didn't give it up, they didn't have a chance of getting the house.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you, being out in the field working this weekend, there were open houses going on. Some open houses had a few people. Some open houses had none. And these were very nice houses in the metro. And so if you are looking to buy or sell, right now is the time to be doing your planning.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be looking at houses. There's never a better time to get a good deal on a house than November and December and January. So get your pre-approval, call Phil, get that taken care of, and let's get things started for you. Don't be afraid of these interest rates.
Right.
They are not going to last forever.
And believe it or not, there's many different ways that I can massage a loan to get the consumer a better interest rate.
Okay. And one of the things you've said before, both of you, is that it's not necessarily about the interest rate. It's about whether you can afford the payment or not.
Correct.
So if you can afford the payment, and this is going to be that demarcation for you where you get to move from, I am at the beck and call of whatever rent I have versus the I'm moving on to a next level because I'm now a homeowner. That's what the end goal is.
Yes. I mean, I cannot tell you the number of buyers that I'm seeing, that I'm representing, that are actually getting houses today. And it's they're not going through that melee that they were going right. through before.
Yes. And seeing about 100 of your competitors wrapped around the block is also demoralizing.
Yes.
Okay, before we go into the break, I want to let everybody know we've got buyer needs. And so this is for our folks out there that have homes to sell. You just haven't decided to do it yet. This is not for our folks that are already listed because those have already been seen. Mm-hmm. We have a Minnetonka buyer. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what they're looking for.
Right. You can also be part of the show. Remind you, you can call in at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also available as a podcast. You can always find this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Just use that keyword, Red Hot. So we have all these wonderful, informative profiles from you, Mimi, where we've been talking about neighborhoods. We've been talking about buyers and sellers. And so what information are we doing today?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we have lots of buyers that are looking for properties that they've already seen everything that's on the market. So okay. if you are a homeowner and you are thinking of selling, this is for you. We've got right now a buyer need in Orono, Minnetonka, Wayzata, or Excelsior. Mm-hmm. Up to $1.3 million, they are ready now. They're looking for Orono School District, 4 or more bedrooms. And it's okay if the property needs a little bit of work. If they are going to put in some sweat equity, then they would be expecting a little bit lesser price than the $1.3
million. Wow, okay.
We also have another buyer that's looking in school districts of Orono, Minnetonka, and Wayzata. Price is up to $600,000, and they are also ready right now. They're looking for 3 or more bedrooms, 2 or more baths, or 2 or more car garage stalls. No split levels. Okay. I don't know why. If you're a split level, we still want to hear from you. And they would love to have a fenced yard. That would be a plus. So those are just two of our buyer needs in the metro. Okay. Phil, last week we were talking a lot about people who maybe one spouse was or one partner was already retired or heading into retirement and another one is still working and trying to do some advanced planning for them so right. that they can set their housing needs up for success. And so there's a lot of things that you need to consider before you actually full on retire if you do plan to make a move with your housing. We did cover quite a lot of those, but we welcome any of our listeners to call with questions if this happens to be you or you happen to know of a friend who's going into this and this is affecting their life. And we also want to remind you to call with your questions for our turkey giveaway that we're doing today.
Right. That number is 651-641-1071.
Okay. So one of the things that I think I hear, Phil, is when I talk to folks that are, you know, maybe in their late 50s, heading into the 60s, they start to think, oh, shoot, you know, I don't want to live in this big house or I need a different type of layout. Maybe I need something that's more mobile so that I can age in place. Mm-hmm. And I'm still working. I really didn't want to do it now, but, you know, maybe I ought to be thinking these things through. So what are some of the things that when your clients come to you for a consultation to talk about this, that you are coaching them that they need to consider right now?
Well, I think frequently they look at their assets and maybe they have broad different assets and they think that they can just use these assets to help them purchase a house.
Right.
You know, sometimes I'll talk to a client and they're talking about maybe buying the house for cash.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? There can be pros and there can be some big cons to doing that. All right.
Well, one of the things for sure is if you're sitting on a lot of cash, you do need to have a really detailed conversation with a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe you need to have an emergency fund. I'm a strong believer in that, at least 6 months and more if you can. But maybe using a part of that to qualify, or there's all kinds of different options for folks mm-hmm. for financing.
Well, I mean, and the other thing I'll see people do is they'll use up all their assets
okay.
to purchase a house because they are so, it is in the mindset or direction that they do not want to have a mortgage payment. Well, I mean, let me give you an example here. We take your stock fund and you liquidate that, But people, and they might go, well, my stocks haven't done that well this year.
Right.
Okay. It's called dividends. Dividend income. All right. Buy low, sell high. So I've got a stock that's not doing well, but it's paying me, you know, a 4% dividend during the course of the year, or even 6%. Keep in mind that dividend is going into your stock fund at that lower price. And when the market rebounds, that dividend goes up in value. Now, when you liquidate all your stock, okay, then you've created two things. One, you've created a tax event, which can be really big, mm-hmm. all right? Number two, now you're going to pay tax on all that money.
And we were talking about that earlier on the Financial Health and Wealth Show about when we're talking about dollar cost averaging and reminding people again why, if you are farther away from retirement, why that makes sense, because you get to buy at a discount instead of selling at a discount, you know, mm-hmm. so things. So it's, we totally get that, where you're, it might not be the right time.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, here's the other thing. When you liquidate your assets, and let's say you buy a $300,000 home.
Right.
You've just created $300,000 income.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. You don't think the IRS doesn't want their piece of the pie?
Right.
And I've literally seen some people where they go, oh, my gosh, what did we do? Now I owe the IRS $60,000. Where am I going to get that?
Right. When there were other ways we could have done
this. There was other ways we could have done that, such as they're going to buy that investment property, second home. They're going to buy that new primary residence. Let's buy it while you've got that salary.
Right.
While you've got that hourly wage. All right. Because it's so much easier to qualify to purchase a home when you're working than when you're not working. I'm not telling you I don't help seniors all the time mm-hmm. use their assets or their fixed income to help them buy a home. But you're talking night and day when it comes to all the guidelines we have to go by
right.
in order to get them qualified.
Right.
And frequently they don't qualify for as much home as that they were hoping to buy when they go into retirement.
As we are wrapping up the next couple of minutes, part of the question that I have is, it seems like people are, I don't want to bother them too early. I don't want to think about this too early. When moving into this home ownership thing or changing from one home to another, it's okay to go, well, this is part of my 1 to 2 year strategy, is what it seems like a lot of this information is. Like, it's never too early to start discussing some of these things.
Well, you know, so for me, what I typically am hearing is when somebody gets to be in their mid-50s mm-hmm. and maybe they've got one or two children left in the home, and it, all of a sudden it clicks when the first one goes away or when the second one goes away, how big the space actually is.
Right.
And that they're having to pay for utilities, their maintenance, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they just don't want to do it anymore. They've worked for the last 20 years, you know, raising a family, taking care of a big house, doing that thing. And in the back of their mind, always, they were hoping to be down there in Bonita Springs, mm-hmm. you know, except for hurricane season.
Right.
They wanted that. And that's like their dream. And so this is the time when you're both working, or when one is working, when you're working, to be doing the planning so that we can make that a reality. Now, from the real estate perspective, there's lots of things that we need to be talking about with your home to get it ready for market. And it's surprising how much stuff you can accumulate when there's extra bodies that have been, you know, that have been living there for 20 years.
Right.
It's just staggering, really.
And the stuff you don't need.
And the right. memories. It's the memory piece that hangs people up.
Right. You know, you're like, I'll just put this in this closet. There's no point in purging on a regular basis sometimes, because you got the space. You're not going to have to move the stuff.
Well, you know, I hear people that say, well, what about this collection? They've inherited from their grandmother a spoon rack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you've got, you know, china and birds that sit on our shelf and things like that. They're emotionally attached to it because who gave it to them? And they do not know what to do with all that or how to manage it. We have resources for those specific things.
Right, right. So when we get back, we are going to be going and awarding that turkey to someone. So you can still hurry up, get in that, call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available at MyTalk1071.com. Just use that keyword Red Hot to find this episode and previous episodes. All right, here we go. Are we going to do our profile yet about our city or not
yet?
Yes,
we can do that.
Yeah, of course we can.
We're going to go to Ham Lake.
Yes,
how about that?
All right.
Land of bacon and water.
Now, some people may not know where that's at.
So oh, where is Ham where Lake? Is that, Phil?
Ham Lake is north of Blaine.
Correct.
And I'd want to say it's almost like a 30-minute drive.
About that, yeah. They have a nice event center there I've done some comedy at. I like the city of Ham Lake.
Up Highway 65, mm-hmm. I think.
Yep.
Straight north.
Experts here in the studio.
We're just on the road a lot, just like you.
Yeah. Okay. Ham Lake had, for this year, they've got currently, as the end of the month of September, 20 listings. That's down 13% over the year. Their median sales price is $508,000. That's up from $442,500 last year. Their price per square foot is $170. Their percent of original list price is 98.6, and days on market for them is 34 days. Their inventory of homes for sale, 43, and they have 2.6 months of inventory.
Ooh.
Y'all, they got houses up in Ham Lake.
Yes, and
they
it's not that far.
They got land up in Ham Lake, too.
They do.
So if you're looking to buy a property that's sitting on an acre or more, you'll find that up in Ham Lake area.
Yes, and we can help you find it. If you're interested in looking or selling in Ham Lake, just text Ham Lake to 651-578-2218.
If you were already going to Anoka, Blaine, any of those places, Ham Lake is right there. You're right there.
It's just right there.
Okay. It's kind of right there.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
if I'm already going to go that far, well,
right.
And you know I'm a first ring suburbs person. So in my head, once I hit Blaine, once I hit Anoka, I might as well go to Ham Lake.
You passed the National Training Center up there.
Right, exactly.
Just head up north.
Right, agreed.
Okay. Yeah. I got some more buyer needs for you all.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so this is for our unlisted homeowners that are thinking of selling. You need to call us if this is you. Right now we have somebody that's ready in 2023. Their price range is up to $550,000. They're looking for a year-round cabin lake home. They want a minimum of 500 acres on the lake. They're looking for
500 acres
of the lake.
The lake side.
The lake, the house.
All right. I was like, that's
a lot of acres.
They don't want to be near anyone.
Yes. Okay. So, Itasca, St. Louis, Cass, and Aiken are the areas that they're interested in their lake home. One more for you. This person is ready. Up to $650,000 they're looking for. A single family home / lot or land. They're looking in St. Paul, South Metro, Southeast Metro, Mendota Heights, Eagan, Invergrove Heights, West St. Paul. They want 3+ bedrooms, a 3-car garage. It would be nice if it was attached, not required, and they would love to have 1 or more acres. If that is you and you're not currently listed, we'd like to hear from you. 651-578-2218. Okay, Phil. Asset depletion.
Asset depletion.
If you've got assets, we can deplete them for you.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Phil's going to do it.
Yes. Yeah. And he's going to tell you how to do it so you can maximize the depletion.
All right.
Yes.
So it's really a quasi depletion.
Okay.
Okay. We're not going to deplete your $500,000 in your IRA. But guess what? If you've got $500,000 in your IRA and you're not drawn off of it, we can use it as income.
Okay. How do you do it? Tell them how you do it.
Well, it really depends. If it's prior to retirement, we take 65% of that $500,000, and then we divide it by 360.
Okay.
That gives you monthly income. Now, once you retire, now we can use 75% or even greater in some circumstances. And guess what? We don't divide it by 360 anymore. We divide it by 240.
Okay. So you're not really pulling their asset out.
Touching their assets. We're not moving them. It's staying. If your money is with, let's just say, Wells Fargo.
Yes.
Okay. And you bring me a statement that says, and guess what? I'm 65. I've got this $500,000, but guess what? I only receive Social Security of $2,700 a month, and I have no other income, and everybody tells me I don't qualify to buy a house.
Right.
Well, guess what? If I just take my simple calculator here, and I'm just going to just calculate this real quickly.
He's really doing this right now.
I am.
He's really pulled out his phone.
He's ciphering for us. Times 0.75 divided by 240. I have an additional $1,562 a month in income I can add to your Social Security to help you qualify for a home. And no, you don't need to call your financial planner. No, you don't need to call Wells Fargo and take this out. Now, there's another route we can go.
I have a question.
I can actually have the client start taking disbursements, too. Okay. All right. But guess what? If I could do an asset depletion and you don't have to take a disbursement, guess what I'm saving you? I'm saving you on your taxes because now you're not going to have a tax event.
Okay. Right. So because you, the lender, have risk when you're doing these sorts of things, mm-hmm. how do you cover yourself and securitize what you're offering to these folks? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you're basically saying, okay, we trust you. We see it's on your statement. But how do you protect you, the lender?
I mean, if you're asking me the question that well, what happens if they decide to go to the casino and blow their $500,000? We have no control over that.
But it's still secured by the property.
Yeah, it's secured by the property. I mean, we're going to be in a first lien position against the property. And if you, of course, if you don't make your payments, all right, then your property can be foreclosed upon. But I have a fiduciary duty to all my clients and to my lenders that I work with. I have to make sure that the consumer qualifies for the property. And qualifying is one thing. Affordability is another thing, though.
Okay.
All right. And that's where I really try focusing my attention when I work with my clients. I try to look at them as they're my best friend. They're a family member. I'm going to look out for your best interest. And I always try to build a mortgage reverse.
Okay.
And that is, yes, Joe Smith down the road said you qualify for $500,000, but did he tell you the mortgage payment is $3,500 a month? And you go, $3,500? Oh, my God, I can't afford that.
Right.
So the question is what is the maximum mortgage payment, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance, association that you can afford?
Right.
On a monthly basis. That's where we start.
So that you don't have to tap into all of these things and use up all of your resources.
Correct.
Okay. Associations. This is something that I hear from people a lot when they would like to downsize from a single family home because they don't want to do the yard work anymore. Okay. Understood. But also consider that association fee, you have no control over how fast that goes up or how fast that goes. It doesn't go down, but
right.
So that is something. And Phil also has to calculate that as part of the equation when you're qualifying. Something to also consider is having a single family home, maybe smaller than what you currently have, and hiring out the maintenance. Phil?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing I always hear is, well, I don't want to pay $250 a month association.
Right.
But guess what? I don't want the maintenance. Then guess what? Hire somebody to mow your lawn.
And
hire
somebody
to blow the snow.
Yes.
And guess what? We're here in Minnesota. If you hired a company to blow your snow on a yearly basis or a season.
Mine's a season. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how many times is that really?
Exactly.
What, 10?
Yeah.
I mean, most people
can, and then they charge you like $50 if there's more than that. It's fine.
Guess
come
what?
Get it.
Most
I don't have to
people,
do it.
Most people are willing to shovel 1 to 2 inches because you can even use a broom.
Right.
All right. Guess what? There's a little Johnny down the street that would love to mow your lawn for $25, be able to go to Dairy Queen. And
can
and,
you
and,
really get it for $25 anymore? Please tell me.
For a small lot, you could.
Oh, okay.
But not with a commercial company, you're not.
Yeah, I'm talking about Johnny. I want Johnny.
I give the teenagers in my neighborhood $30.
Okay.
I just picked a number. Because
okay.
I'm like, you
all
know
right,
what? So I looked at it. You also are helping the young entrepreneurs in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
All right, so let's do the math. You have your lawn mowed twice a month. That's $60. Now you just paid ABC Association $225 a month.
But
folks, understand, you buy a house or you buy a townhome at the same price, your townhome is more expensive on a monthly basis than a single family.
But you also do have the benefit of the outside of the building and reduced homeowners insurance because you're getting a H6.
HO6 policy versus a standard policy. Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's pros and cons.
Exactly. But it's just something to think about. You
right.
know, when you're just fixated on one animal, maybe yes. there's another animal that will work.
Right.
Right.
I just helped a buyer that was wanting to buy a townhome and they bought a single family.
Mm-hmm.
And they were happy. They were happy to know that their payment was $200 a month less.
Awesome. Okay, so when we come back from this break, we're gonna draw for this turkey.
Yay!
We've been talking about for 3 weeks. And it's a nice one because I picked it out myself.
Yes.
And then after we do that, Phil is going to talk about Social Security and IRA distributions. And we're going to be talking about, do you need a trust before you buy or sell your home?
We can also take your calls if you have any questions in the mortgage or real estate world. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1, also available at mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot. So we didn't, okay, before I announce the winner, do you have time, producer Hope, to find a drum roll? If I give you a moment.
Possibly.
See, or something celebratory. I leave it to you because
okay.
you are the producer. So find something because I'm going to announce the winner this break. So you find something and you give me a little thumbs up when you find something celebratory. I trust you.
I would just like to say, I just want everybody to know how professional Hope is
yes.
as a producer.
Thank
and
you.
She's amazing.
She's awesome.
So good. We love her. And also Miss Shannon.
Aww,
she's
you.
Here
oh,
we every
Miss
single
Shannon.
Week and
thank
she
you.
Does such a great job. And
I appreciate you.
Know,
you. Just, thank you.
We're thankful for you.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It is wonderful working with you. I learn a lot and I'm always happy to see you guys. So thank you very much. So we are going to announce that winner sometime in the next few minutes. In the meantime, we are basically continuing our conversation about how to get some of these deals done if you are in the process of moving into retirement, some of the conversations and questions you should ask before you move into retirement, if possible, just to kind of make it the easiest transition as possible as you are continuing to work through home ownership.
Okay, Phil, you're the one that does all this math and all of this, you know, documentation. I just have the fun job. You talk about a little bit about Social Security and IRAs and how those assets play into the qualification process.
Okay, well, let's talk IRAs. All right, so you got an IRA, but you haven't taken any money out of the IRA. Guess what? You have no track record. We normally go with an IRA. If you're taking disbursements, then we have to show your last 2 years. All right, now, if you're showing your last 2 years of your tax returns on your IRA income, and in your first year you took $20,000, but in your second year you only took $10,000.
Okay.
We can only use $10,000.
Okay. All
right. We can only use $10,000.
All right.
Now, can I help the client by making a phone call to their financial planner and increase the disbursements? Yes. But then it comes down to, but I'm being told I shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my financial planner is saying if I do that, then I'm going to have to pay this amount of tax. That's where, you know, I'm talking to people. That's why you need to know this up front and start planning for it to make your purchase easier.
Okay.
All right. So producer Hope has done her magic.
I got the drum roll.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Doing it now?
Doing
yes.
it now.
All right.
Of our turkey giveaway is Barb F. Barb F, congratulations. Yes, so
and
we
I'm,
appreciate
I'm
you.
I'm bringing you a real turkey. I'm not bringing Phil.
Oh, I see what you did
Well done. Yeah. Well done. Hilarious. No, we appreciate all of our callers, everyone who participates in the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Congratulations to Barb. You are going to get a personally delivered turkey just in time for Thanksgiving. We appreciate you. We always encourage people, though, even though we're not always doing giveaways, it is a great opportunity for you to get your question answered. And we were talking about this in the previous show. We hear that that phrase, there's no stupid questions, even beyond that. If you're thinking it, somebody else might be thinking it as well. So why not get that voice into the universe and get it out of your head and get the question answered if you've been sitting here ruminating on it?
Exactly.
Here, I'm going to pose this to, there's folks out there, they don't like dealing with their finances.
Right.
They don't
that
like,
is true.
They don't like looking at their finances. But like we've talked about, buying a house sometimes is an emotional thing.
Absolutely.
And it's as simple as you're driving to Cub to get your groceries, and oh my gosh, you see this house and you go, oh my God, that's the house I've been waiting for. It's on the market.
Yes, I've dreamt about it.
I've dreamt about it. And now guess what? Now they're making that phone call.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, open houses, signs in yards, it's just like candy.
Right, because sometimes you've been driving, as you said, it might be on your route, and you're like, I'm never going to, they're never going to sell that house. They're not going to move. Okay. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I can move. Yeah, I got a thing. Yes. I get it. Yeah.
And so that is what we call putting the cart before the horse.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
We want you to not fall in love with something before you get pre-approved. And that's where Phil comes in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
you want to talk about Social Security.
Yes. Well, wait a minute. I want to talk about our audience that has a senior parent that has been living in their home by themselves for far longer than probably they ought to.
Yes.
That is a precarious position to be in. It's the sandwich generation, mm-hmm. of which I am in also. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a grown person who wants to do what they want to do, you can't make them do what they don't want to do.
Exactly.
If they're lucid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or until they want to do it.
Until they want to do it. Mm-hmm. So if that is you, perhaps we should have a conversation with you and your parent. Sometimes it's different coming from somebody else. You know, if they've got mobility issues, if you're over there taking care of everything half the time that you're not working, that's a problem. It's a real problem for a lot of folks. And so we recognize that that's going on a lot. And if there's anything that we can do to answer any questions for you or your parent, please reach out to us with your questions. You can text your questions or call 651-578-2218. All right, Phil, let's finish up this Social Security. And then I want to talk just hit on the subject of trusts.
Sure. What do you want to know about Social Security?
Well, what do you need to know about Social Security?
All right. So I'm 61 years old, and I'm going to start drawing Social Security. When you hit 62, how much is the Social Security going to be? And oh, by the way, I mean, there's guidelines as to when can you count it as income.
Okay.
And I won't know that until you start receiving your Social Security. And sometimes people fill out the paperwork and they go, well, my first check is supposed to be next month. Sometimes that doesn't happen. All right. But Social Security is determined sometimes by talking to your financial planner, because the financial planner might say, well, you're better off deferring it until you're 67, mm-hmm. or until you're 70, or is it 72? I can't remember what the number is. Mm-hmm. Because your Social Security steps up and your financial planner might say, we're better off using these assets and waiting for your Social Security to fully mature. Mm-hmm. Well, that really then comes down to, what are we using? What income are we using? What is that income? And I'll just give you just a quick example. I took a lot of phone calls this week based on last week's show. And I found out that most clients that are working W-2 jobs or hourly jobs, and then I take all their income to include their fixed income.
Right.
But if I pulled out their W-2 salary or their W-2 wages, most of those clients, their income drops by 50%.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about there, Mimi? Yeah. Are we talking about, you know, price point now?
Yeah.
What's their maximum they qualify for? Mm-hmm. That could be a huge role.
Yes. Prepare yourself for the shock of having to come down in standard of living.
Oh, my gosh.
And also smaller spaces when maybe, you know, not what you anticipated. So that's the whole reason that we're talking about this today is plan ahead so that you can get what you're really looking for, not what you have to settle for.
Right.
Yeah, because once you qualify and once I give you the keys for the house, if you decide you're going to retire down the road and your income's going to drop, as long as you make your mortgage payment, you're fine.
Listen, okay? I'm going to tell you something. Phil doesn't give any keys away. That's my job.
Fair enough.
No.
I'm giving the money.
Yeah, you're giving the money, but I'm giving the keys.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But without the money, they don't get the keys.
You know what? It's a joint effort. All right.
Yeah, let's right.
I love it when you guys bicker like brother and sister. I just sit back and just eat popcorn and watch.
Yeah. Shannon's over there going, when am I going to step in?
Mimi normally wins.
We have a listener that sent us a message. Let's read that real quick.
Yeah. So thank you very much to Mary. Mary sent us a nice email just now. So she said, I love the show. I traveled for years, so didn't have to do the snow removal or yard work. I hired a fabulous landscaper. It was just done. It was the best to have no homeowner association fees, etc. So thank you very much,
you
Mary,
go.
For listening. It. We appreciate you. We
thank
also
you,
appreciate
Mary.
Your information as well.
Okay. I'm going to change subjects here.
Yes.
How much time do we have? 1 minute.
1 minute.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to change subjects at all. I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a very, very pleasant time. Go Vikes coming up on Turkey Day.
Right.
I'm delivering a turkey, not Phil. And if you've got any real estate or mortgage questions, text them to us at 651-578-2218.
Also remind everybody you have those brand new guides, right?
Anything you want, you can text or email or call that number and we can get it for you, get you in touch with Phil, all that good stuff.
I just want to tell everybody have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. And if anybody needs to get a hold of me, you can always reach me at 651-238-6748.
And we will see you all when we return after the Thanksgiving holiday. Again, you can get this episode and previous episodes by going to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.
Go purple.